What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today is Wednesday, December 16th. We have not too long to Christmas, you know? And I want to record this podcast because a lot has happened in my life and a lot of things have changed and I've learned a lot. I grew a lot. And I learned, you know, sometimes as people, when we see what's going on with the pandemic and we see what's going on with how the President Trump don't want to leave office, and we see how he's trying to be this dictator that is going to hold office and keep chaos in the street with these hooligans. They talk about Black Lives Matter, but at the same time, you know, we have these groups with the KKK the Proud Boys, that's what they're called. And they're going to different historical Black churches and tearing down Black Lives Matter signs and just doing the most. And I think, you know, a lot of people, I've heard people of color, you know, agree with some things that Donald Trump has done, and they feel like Donald Trump is good in this area. But at the same time, I feel like across the board, it's a game. And it's sad that we want to put people's lives and play with people's lives and put them at stake. And I haven't, you know, experienced so much hatred and racism. We know that these things exist in the world. We know that these things exist. And the sad thing about it is that it's really, really sad that we live in a place where we're supposed to be the greatest, where your dreams can come true and you can, you know, this is America where, you know, people who supposedly founded America to make it great, and this is a place where, you know, immigrants come and they've had stories to tell. My father was an immigrant and he came here, not me, I'm just saying people come with stories. And they say, my father was an immigrant. He had a nickel to his name and he had a farm and he built this great empire. We have so many people that, you know, through history have those type of stories. And this is a story that we will never forget, this pandemic. We will never forget that. We all take things. This made me realize that we take our freedom for granted. We take our health for granted. We take our loved ones for granted. And it is like the most saddest thing that we do as people, as human beings. And when we have those things taken away from us, forcibly taken away from us, you know how you go to the doctor. And the doctor may say, well, you got to change your diet and do this and do that and do this. And, you know, and we take those things for granted until we're forced to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're forced to do these things, you know. And I've learned in this short bit of time of this pandemic, this made me realize, I mean, I lost weight. I've been on a weight loss journey and I've lost a lot of weight. And I was self-conscious about a lot of things that I was dealing with. And now that I want to get out in the world and enjoy the world with my husband and do things and feel, you know, just myself, like, you know, because I was ashamed. I was shame-faced. On the inside, I was shame-faced. But on the outside, I mean, I'm this bubbly, you know, type of person. And nobody would never look at it and think that, oh, you are a type of person that have low self-esteem. Or you this type of person that deal with, you know, these issues. And so now I took for granted all the things that I wish that I could have done. Now that I want to do it, it's like I'm like in this way, like I can't even do it. Like, it's just sad that people don't take things serious. I don't know if it's real or fake, but it's something that's going on. It's something that's going on that's destroying people's health. Even if you don't want to believe it, it's something that's going on. And for me to sit here and look at television and YouTube videos and different little things and see that people are taking this thing like, oh, it's a joke. And I see these people, these Karens and Kens and whatever you want to call these type of people, like, it seemed like when things are taken away from people, that's when they get crazy. That's when they get crazy. And we see that in other countries. We see things that's going on in other parts of the world, that the pandemic is gone and people are enjoying their life because America don't know how to adapt to doing the right thing, because they become, they cabin fever, though. They want to enjoy, they want to go out and do this and do that. Don't get me wrong. If they would have shut down, if they would have just shut things down, and this is the thing about the curfew thing that I really didn't get, is that, okay, if you're going to shut the United States down, I seen over in China that they were sanitizing the streets, spraying things down, cleaning, you know, doing all types of things. They was doing that. United States, if you're going to make a curfew, I didn't see them sanitizing shit in America. I didn't see them out cleaning the streets and picking up gloves and masks. It was gloves and masks everywhere. You know what I'm saying? American people can be so nasty and trifling. I've seen it. I've seen people, when this pandemic happened, people sneezing in the air, don't want to cover their mouth and just sneezing in the air. I've seen this. And then you get upset if somebody whoop your ass because they don't want to get sick. This pandemic has made people, made them into people that they don't want to be. You know, short-tempered, all types of things. Some people don't take it serious. Like I said, I in Atlanta, that's where I live. And, you know, I just moved from Atlanta. Me and my husband moved to Ohio. And it's like Atlanta has this way, like, they're not going, like, we have a governor who kept on saying, we're going to flatten the curve and hunker down and do all this stupid shit. He even tried to sue the mayor, Lakeisha Lansbottle, a black woman. And this is a white hillbilly white man of Georgia suing the mayor because she was trying to protect the people of Atlanta. And he didn't want to mandate mask wearing because he felt like American people know what to do. And which is true. I mean, you shouldn't have to tell a grown ass person wear a mask. But in certain cases, you have to mandate and do those type of things because people are ignorant and people will do what they feel like they want to do. So, with all this stuff, this chaos that's going on in the world, it made me realize how much I took for granted. It made me realize how sad I was, how happy I was, a lot of different things. And at the same time, this pandemic has been a blessing. You know, it made me reassess my life and certain different things, you know, in my marriage, and a lot of marriages was destroyed by being, you know, a lot of celebrity marriages was destroyed because, you know, a lot of celebrities, they don't really, really live in a house together with each other, because if one is working, one is here, one is there. So to be in a house with somebody cooped up, you really get to learn that person. You're getting to learn that person's energy. You know, and a lot of people got divorced. A lot of people couldn't stand each other. A lot of people can't stand their children. A lot of people, you know, wanted their kids to go back to school because it was just too much. And I feel like in the United States, and I mean, in the United States and Georgia, it's like they did the people so wrong. You know, they did the people so wrong with the unemployment. They did them so wrong. When they, you know, people, you know, with lights and utilities, and it's like in Georgia, it's no help. It's no help there. It's a money state. Either you have or you don't. People don't have compassion anymore. And it's all about if you could pay that bill. You know what I'm saying? And I lived in a part of Marietta of Georgia. I lived in a part of Marietta in the county where, you know, we had two different utilities. And the part that I stayed in was the one that the utility people, they don't want to work with you. They want either all of it or none of it. And a lot of times, you know, in certain situations, you don't want to work with nobody. We need all of it. We need all of it. We live in a world where nobody has compassion anymore. They don't care if this happened to you or this and this and that. We live in a world where three numbers dictates your life. And meaning, when I say three numbers, I mean your credit score dictates your life, not how much money you make, but three numbers that is a representation of you as a person. And I feel like that is stupid. I just wanted to get on here and just basically vent a little bit because, you know, 2020 has been hell on wheels. Hell on wheels. And you don't know what to believe. A lot of things has happened. A lot of people have awakened, have conscious, and know that it's some evil in the world. Some people, you know, a lot of things is happening. A lot of things are happening to people, good and bad. So me saying this on this podcast, I just wanted to let people know that I hope and I pray to God that 2021 is a better year for everyone. I hope that this vaccine, if it's not going to kill anybody, it's not going to make people sick, I hope that this vaccine, I pray to God, you know, the universe or who, the higher power, that this vaccine is not going to harm anybody. I pray that we can come together. This hatred that people have for one another because of ignorance, I hope that deceases. I just hope 2021 lets everybody know how good we had it for years. And not take people for granted. You know? So, I just want things to be better. Now, that's all. I don't care about nothing else. I just want things to be better. I want there to be more humanity. I want there to be more empathy with people. You know? So, this is Coco Red signing off, and I just pray and hope that everybody get their minds together, squash any beef that you have with family especially, because whatever this thing was, it took a lot of people's family out. You know, we had a lot of tragedy things happen with people with this COVID, and I just pray that people realize that how good you got it. When you got it, you got it. When they take it away, you realize how much you took for granted. So, this is Coco Red signing off. And everybody stay safe. Peace out.